there's no reason in the world that I should be standing here tonight. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't even be breathing. Life, according to me, ended 7 years ago. Without triathlon, without Timex, and sadly, without purpose. No, see, tonight wasn't ever part of the plan. But thank goodness, life doesn't always go as planned. Some of you know my story. Others do not. What I share tonight, it may shock you, but I guess you'll have to forgive me. If you know me for any length of time, you know that passion is what drives me every day. Change is the greatest blessing life could possibly bring. And I stand before you tonight as proof. But here's the thing that I've learned about change. You will never do anything different in life until the pain of same is greater than the pain of change. I grew up a fairly normal kid in small town Kentucky. Did all the things that elementary school kids do. It wasn't until I was 13 that I would met what would become the bane of my existence. One day, my stomach started to hurt, and it never really stopped for 13 years. I missed out on the carefree life of a teenager. An average day for me was between 15 and 20 trips to the bathroom. Now, imagine racing with 15 stops along the way. Guys, my teachers granted me discretionary access so that I could sit outside in the classroom because I was terrified of the next attempt. That was my life. My identity as the sick kid began. I had no idea how I was able to graduate on time. So I went to college hoping that a change of atmosphere would be just what I need to lighten the load of my pain. Unfortunately, the opposite was true. My freshman year at Auburn, I was on a first-name basis with every member of the Auburn University Medical Clinic. I received the majority of my nutrition via IV drip as an 18-year-old while my friends were having keg parties at the fraternity house. That was my life. This is all I knew. But ultimately, I became bitter. As a matter of fact, I developed a genuine hatred for the world and adopted the victim mentality. I could do no right, and I really didn't have any reason to keep living. That was as a 20-year-old. So the last 2 years in college, more time was spent in my dorm room than going to formals, partying with my friends, because my stomach just hurt too much. I was scared to leave what was familiar to me because I never knew where the bathroom might be or may not be. So I graduated and somehow managed to hold down a job for 2 years. And ironically enough, it was a job that was completely performance-based. I was 100% commissioned, trying to convince people to hand over their money to let me invest it in the market. Well, for 2 years, it went pretty well. And I guess I was distracted just long enough to think that my disease was starting to get better. Meanwhile, routine trips to the doctor's office resulted in nothing more than countless rounds of medicine being thrown at me. It did me no good. And it was during one such routine visit that I received the worst news that I had up to that point in 24 years. It's the first time that surgery had ever been recommended. Surgery for me meant the removal of my large intestine. And this is the part that shocks you because it's not comfortable to talk about. Removing my large intestine would mean I would be left with a man-made appliance attached to the outside of my body that would serve the purpose of my large intestine. I would be a freak, and I wanted nothing of it. No girl would even consider dating me, much less get married to me. The pain that I had lived through for the last 12 years was better than the alternative, and I was bound and determined to hold on to my dying body. So I said thanks, but no thanks, and just kept on living. 2 more years went by, and I just happened to be traveling in Canada with a client when the beginning of the end started to occur. The chain of events happened with nothing more than another stomach ache. I had dealt with this for the last 15 years. Nothing was new. It was just routine. So I had no cause for concern whatsoever. But the pain didn't stop. And I ended up slipping into a coma. Fortunately, my client's family was staying next door. They knocked on the door. They found me on the floor, green, and my stomach was distended beyond imagination. So that was the last thing I remembered until arriving at a small community hospital in Orillia, Canada. The last thing I remember was being shaken awake by the general internist on staff trying to gain my consent for surgery. The thing that I had feared most, the reason that I had resisted for so long, now became my only option if I wanted to continue to live. I'm not proud to say this, but for a second, probably more like a minute, I said I'm done. Why would I want to continue to live? My life for the last 15 years was nothing more than pain, suffering, anemia, bone loss, fever. What's the point of living? That was my attitude, lying on that Canadian operating table. Thank goodness I came to my senses quickly enough in time for me to simply nod my head. For the next 6 hours, a surgeon went to work reworking my entire digestive system. He removed 15 gallons of bacteria from my bloodstream and left me with an ileostomy. It saved my life, but I wasn't one bit happy about it. 3 weeks in the ICU in Canada and another 2 back in Nashville, I had gone with nothing more than IV nutrition. I had lost 50 pounds and had been carved open like a Thanksgiving turkey. Now, what is it that's so memorable about a comeback? We've heard several stories tonight. Dave Orlowski races the initial Ironman, 1978. 30 years go by. 30 years. And he races again. And he continues to race in the face of cancer. Victoria Arlen. Wow. What a story. These are celebrations of the power of the human spirit. My comeback began at 100 pounds, zero nutrition, but a dream that was put into my mind by a dear friend of mine who visited me the first week I came home from the hospital. Now, this is the first time I'd ever heard of a triathlon. I was too sick to participate in any sport as a kid. So the more I listened, the more intrigued I became. And I'm sure you guys can all relate. Once the thought enters your mind, it's contagious. That's why we're all here. A multi-sport event. It fascinated me. So although I looked like the poster child for sick beyond imagination, I was determined that I would enter my first triathlon. That was in May of 2006. I signed up for the Old Hickory Lakes Triathlon in Hendersonville, Tennessee in September. So I had 3 months to get ready. I started with a walk to the mailbox. Huge victory. Then I would take it to around the block. My confidence was building. Eventually, by the end of the first month, I could walk up to a mile. So now it's time to get a bike. I had not been on a bike since I was 5 years old. I had a wound that had been opened with surgery and left open to heal. I knew I had no business getting on a bike. But once again, I was determined. So I managed to find a bike. And at the beginning of that second month, I tried to get on. And I did. And I went fast. And I never will forget that moment. The need for speed set in. And that was month two. By the end of month two, I was riding up to 5 miles at a time. I was walking 2 miles a day. And now it's time to get in the water. So an open wound on the surface of my skin and chlorine, I didn't know how well that would go. But the doctors assured me that it would cause no additional damage. That first swim, August the 5th, 2006, 25 meters, might as well have been 25 miles. I had no idea how I made it to the end of the pool, but I did it. And that was the first day that this three-sport event called triathlon really started to set in. So 1 month later, race day, you guys all remember your first race, like it was yesterday. The gun went off, and between the gun and the finish line were 81 minutes, sprint triathlon, and a first place finish in the beginner division. I was hooked. 2006 ended in the Florida Challenge in Claremont. So my first season under my belt, my passion had been born. 2007, I think I raced 25 times. It was anything I could do to keep my mind off my current situation. 2008, I raced a little more, picked up a thing or two from those that had gone before me, and I was becoming stronger, and I was learning how to go faster. And my passion was growing. I was slowly starting to adopt a new mentality. I wasn't a victim anymore. All of a sudden, I was a miracle. I was alive, and I was going fast. And I was doing three sports in the course of one race. 2010, another surgery. Halfway through 2010, another surgery. Guys, in 2010, I ended up having three surgeries. The last of which my entire large intestine was removed, and the decision was made to forego any type of reversal. So a couple of you have actually seen me, well, this morning at the pool, and this is where those that I have not had much of a chance to get to know might have been shocked. I have an ileostomy. I have a scar right down the center of my abdomen, and I have an external pouch. And it's not cool, but it's me. And little kids, every race, they ask me, they say, what is that? I say, that's my magic pouch. That allows me to go fast. Because without it, there would be no triathlon. 2010 was when my dreams truly became a reality. And I had met Tristan 2 years earlier, and I had gone to work on him. I had my sailing shoes on, laced up tight. I knew I had no shot getting on just by ability. So I started to drip on him on the additional benefit that I could bring, just as a story. And out of the goodness of his heart, I think he got tired of me bugging him. In 2011 was my first year on the Timex multisport team. And for the last 4 years, I have never met a finer group of individuals, committed, dedicated, talented, that make me go faster. And we all have setbacks along the way. Last year, I had a recurrence of anemia. I didn't do my first race until USAT Nationals. My hematocrit had dropped so low that I was winded going up a flight of stairs. This was just last year. And then August marked the beginning of my season. I PR'd at the 70.3 distance. I PR'd at Florida, went 9:33. It's like, what the, how'd that happen? I don't know. But after thinking about it, I do know. It's every single one of you in this room that push me. I see what you're capable of doing in the sport that I love, in the sport that saved my life, the sport that gives me new meaning every single day. Guys, today is better than yesterday. And I cannot wait for tomorrow. Because I share a spot on the greatest team in all of sports. And I'm so grateful to be a part of something bigger than myself. You guys make me better. You guys are the reason that I am passionate about every second of every day. Swim, bike, run, they remind me that I'm alive. So think about where you are in your life right now. I don't expect everyone to relate to a brush with death, but I know at some level, we all struggle with change. I was unwilling to change, and it almost killed me. The comfort zone that I had developed for myself kept me from seeing the bigger picture. So whatever that comfort zone is, guys, we weren't meant to live inside of it. Life happens outside the lines, far beyond the corners of our comfort zones. I'm so grateful for this moment, for the relationships that I have, because I have a genuine interest in people, and everyone has a story. This is mine. I'm honored to share it with you. But guys, y'all keep me going. The inspiration that comes from the performance, the time, the effort you put forth, and I know most of you guys very well. I am your biggest fan, and I always will be. But let me tell you one thing. Don't slow down, ever, because I'm right on your heels. Thanks, guys.